Okay, it's all yours, Minister.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God is indeed worthy of all the praise, the honor, the glory. He is magnificent. He is wonderful. He is glorious. Every great adjective we can think of, every superlative we can think of belongs to him. I've been hearing a lot about the recurrence of COVID recently. People, you know, of all ages being bedbound recently. And I really thought that was something that we've gotten through. And just remembering through the pandemic, I used to hear the Psalm 91 quite often. And so since we got the opportunity to pray about whatever was on our heart, I want to bring back Psalm 91 to remind the children of God that they are divinely protected. And some of the other themes in this psalm, besides for divine protection, is protection and angelic guardianship, safety from dangers, and love and trust. I'll read through the psalm, and then we can pray about it. Coming from the King James Version, which we're used to. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust, truth, shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. That's God speaking. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let's go before God, thanking him for his protection, thanking him for the promise that he gave to protect us, even in times of uncertainty, in times of trouble. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We get to experience your grace and mercy for Thursday, August 14th. We get to walk in your plan one more day, because we know that the steps of a good man ordered by you, and you delight in it. Our way. We thank you, Lord God, that we get to dwell under your shadow. Just like the mother hen takes care of her chicks, you rest upon us to protect us. You cover us. You are the husband in the house that goes and checks on the noise downstairs. You stand between us and trouble. You stand between us and disease. You stand between us and evil. You are our shelter. We abide in you. We live in you. Your name is a strong tower. We can run in and be safe. We declare today that you alone are our refuge, our place of safety. You are our God, and you we will trust. You are our hideout. We thank you that you will rescue us from every single trap. You protect us from deadly diseases. Psalm 103 tells us to bless you with our whole soul because of your many benefits. You've already delivered our souls from pits. You have already healed of our diseases. You've crowned us with good things and renewed our youth as an eagle. We thank you, Lord, that you will cover us with your feathers, shelter us with your wings. Your promises are our armor and our protection. The words that you speak keep us out of trouble, keep us out of harm, keep us out of danger. So we don't have to be afraid of the terrors of, by night or the arrows that fly by day. Because you are our light and our salvation, we have no reason to fear or be afraid. We don't have to fear the disease that stalks in darkness. We don't have to be the hypochondriacs. We don't have to be psychosomatic, where we think ourselves into diseases, think ourselves into illnesses. Instead, we can thank you in advance for our health. Even though the 1,000 may fall on our side and 10,000 may die on our right hand, those evils won't touch us because you stand between us and the trap. You stand between us and the pestilence. You stand between us and the illness. We open our eyes and we see the punishment of the wicked. It doesn't have to touch us, but we can see that your faithfulness is working in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for being our refuge and our strength. We thank you, Lord God, that no evil will conquer us and no plague will come near our home. We thank you, Lord God, you won't let us be ashamed. You won't let our enemies triumph over us. Even in Psalm 3, the psalmist says, many there be that trouble me. Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter of my head. Thank you for being our glory. Thank you for being the lifter of our head. Thank you for being our shield. We thank you, Lord God, for the angels that you have directed to protect us wherever we go. The word says they will hold us up. They will hold our hand, and we won't even hurt our foot on the stone. Because you're with us, Lord God, we can trample upon lions and snakes, young lions and cobras. We can crush them under our feet. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory that only you can give. We thank you, Lord God, for the protection that only you can give. Thank you, Lord God, that you will rescue us because we love you. You will rescue us because we trust in your name. David says in Psalm 27, I will remain confident in this. I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord God, that you will not let our troubles take us to the grave because there's still purpose for us. There's still life to be lived. There's still an abundance to be gained as we continue to trust in you. And with long life, you will satisfy us. You will reward us and continually save us from our trouble. The word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us from them all. We thank you, Lord God, for being our banner, the one that not just determines our victory, but you declare it before the fight even began. If you're for us, you are more than the world against us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're greater than any trouble that we could possibly face. You're greater than any problem we can face, greater than any circumstance. And your name is high above any disease, any illness, any complication that we could possibly have. Lord God, because you are with us, because we rest in you, and we can find shelter. We can find refuge. We can find safety. And right now I'm praying for anyone that is currently in the valley of the shadow of death. Pray, Lord God, that you will give them comfort, that you will give them strength as you remind them that you are with them. Allow your rod and staff to comfort them. And I pray, Lord God, as you take them through, that you allow them to experience the party on the other side, the table prepared, even in the presence of their enemies. Allow them to celebrate in the face of the thing that tried to take them out. In spite of whatever was causing their anxiety, whatever was causing their trouble, I pray, Lord God, for full vindication in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for a life of increasing victory, where you continually reward them not just with long life, but many more rewards, many more victories, as we continue to trust in you, as we continue to seek you. Because we know that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So we give you our morning, God. We allow you to direct our steps. We place you on the throne of our hearts so that you can have your way in our day and have your way in the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning to those that came in late. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries, and I am your host this morning. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Bronson, for your prayer this morning. I didn't realize that. I know I've been seeing a lot of people wearing masks, like, faithfully again. And I didn't really realize that COVID was actually going around where it's putting people down again. It's also your president, had them do what they did away with that JFK, whoever. But, they've been stopping all of that, the vaccination for COVID and even for the flu shot, they working on all of that. But we thank God that we are saved, that we have a God that loves us and protects us even over the things that we are unaware of. We thank God we don't have to fear, and that's what Minister Bronson prayed about, basically, in Psalm 91. His covering, how God is always protecting us. But we thank God for each and every one of you that are on this morning. We say welcome to our prayer call, and it's a prayer service to get yourself tuned in and prepared to worship the Lord as we go forth. It is 8:16, so instead of me saying anything further, I will bring our next prayer lead, Minister Barry Johnson. If you're ready, you may proceed, sir.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. We just heard powerful words from Minister Bronson. It's always a pleasure when the men of God get the chance to have a day to lead us in prayer. On this morning, I thank God for waking me up with oxygen in my lungs and a sound mind. And now, Father God, I'm asking you to place your hand on my head, wrap me in your arms, kiss me on my lips, and load my lips with the following words. Heavenly Father, we come before you today as one body, united in purpose, humbled in spirit, and grateful in heart. We acknowledge that you alone are the author of our lives, the director of our paths, and the final authority over all matters in heaven and on earth. Your word in Proverbs 19 and 21 reminds us that many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is your counsel that will stand. Lord, today we lay aside every selfish ambition, every anxious thought, and every hurried plan that does not align with your will. We recognize that in our humanity, we often scheme, strategize, and dream according to our desires. Yet, you, in your infinite wisdom, see the end from the beginning. You know the way that is right, even when we cannot understand it. Father God, we submit to your will and to your timing, trusting that you alone can order our steps. Lord God, we confess that at times we have run ahead of you. We have put our trust in human wisdom, financial forecasts, or strategic plans without first consulting with you. Dear God, forgive us for the moments when we have been driven by pride instead of humility, by haste instead of patience, and by self-interest instead of kingdom purpose. Dear God, we confess that we have sometimes viewed your divine delays as denials, when in truth, you are aligning circumstances for our good. Forgive us for questioning your faithfulness in seasons when our plans are interrupted or completely dismantled. Remind us that when you close a door, it is always our protection or redirection. Father God, we boldly declare that you are sovereign over every department, over every household, over every decision, and every destiny represented in our lives. We acknowledge that while we may have visions, goals, it is only your counsel that will prevail. We decree that our lives will not be driven by worldly ambition, but by kingdom vision. Every plan we make will be tested against your word and refined through prayer. In our lives, we will seek your wisdom first before the counsel of friends, family, or associates. We will walk in obedience even when the road is unclear, because we trust the one who holds, I said holds, the map of eternity. Lord God, align our hearts with your will. Align our thoughts with your word. Align our actions with your spirit. Remove us from any plan that is not inspired by you. Let our statements echo heaven's blueprint. Let our strategies mirror kingdom ethics. Let our goals be shaped by eternal impact and not by temporary gain or situations. Father God, where our plans and dreams are too small, enlarge our vision. Where our ambitions are selfish, purify our motives. Where our pace is too hurried, teach us to wait on you. Lord God, in your word in James 1 and 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and it shall be given him. Today, dear God, we ask for divine wisdom. Wisdom that sees beyond numbers. Wisdom that sees beyond social media. Wisdom that sees beyond the news. Give our leaders discernment to recognize opportunities that are from you and the courage to walk away from opportunities that are not. Teach us to measure success not by the things we own or the money in our pockets, but by the people we serve, the integrity we uphold, and the witness we bear for Christ at all times. Let every instance of our lives be saturated with your presence. Father God, we know that our deadlines and schedules are not our deadlines and schedules. And our urgency is not always your urgency. Help us to trust in your perfect timing. Remind us that delay is not defeat, and that waiting seasons are often working seasons in heaven's timeline. When we feel pressured to act without your confirmation, slow us down. When we feel discouraged by closed doors, lift our eyes to see the greater doors you are preparing to open. Dear God, unite us as people under the banner of your will. Remove division, ego, competition, and jealousy from us. Replace that with humility and mutual respect. Let our decisions reflect collective discernment and spiritual agreement. Father God, make us one in vision, in mission, and in execution for the kingdom, so that the enemy finds no foothold to sow discord. Let our unity be a testimony to everyone around us and the world that we operate, not just as a person, but as a kingdom-driven man or woman. Father, as we make our plans and objectives for the day, week, and the year, we invite your spirit to lead us. We know that the things we do and the partnerships we should embrace and what we should turn away from. We see the pitfalls before they appear and the opportunities before they are visible. And that's because of you and your Holy Spirit. Lord, for every plan that aligns with your purpose, breathe life and momentum into it. For every plan that does not give us the wisdom to release it without regret, we refuse to hold on to what you're trying to remove. We will not mourn over that of which you have closed, for we know you are preparing us for something greater. Lord, shield us from deception, from hidden traps, and from alliances that would harm us. Protect us, our friends, relatives, co-workers, and our assets. Let integrity be the foundation of all we do. Keep us from making decisions that compromise our values. Father God, we declare by faith that our steps are ordered by the Lord. The counsel of the Lord will stand. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and all things will work together for our good. Father God, as we end this prayer, we recommit ourselves to seeking you first in all things. We will not rely on our own understanding, but in all our ways we will acknowledge you, knowing you will direct our paths. May this prayer not just be spoken today, but a posture of our hearts every day. May we become a people that truly believes. Man proposes, but God disposes. Father God, we seal this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you for the precious privilege of praying with you all this morning. For those of you all that have to leave, may the peace of the Lord be with you. And I will turn it back over to our gracious and humble host.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Barry. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. His word is good. And we heard from Minister Bronson and Minister Barry, and both of the prayers were different, but they were both specific. And we just thank God, because the word of God will always come in and satisfy the need, meet the need of the individuals. And we thank God for his word today, for his covering. Well, we're halfway through this morning, and we're giving God glory. We're giving him praise and honor that we got up this morning. We didn't get up on our own. He woke us up. He the one gave us the strength in our bodies and in our minds, everything. And we just thank God for this week, Tuesday, my husband and I actually switched because I couldn't sleep Monday. I was woke all night. It was like 6 a.m. by the time I finally went to sleep. And I was like, babe, I'll push if I have to, but I'm like, he was like, I got you. So I told him, I got you. And I just thank God that I have my husband. He gave me one that loved the Lord and loved me. And, you know, we need a covering. And we got to thank God for him. We got different covering. He's my covering. Bishop is our spiritual covering. And we just thank God that each and every one, I'm saying each and every one of you on the line right now, we y'all covering me, because we're not just on here holding the phone and doing what we want to do. We're on here praying. And I believe everyone on here, no matter what, if you're working or what are you doing, you're still spiritual minded and you're still praying. We're praying much one for another. And anybody to come into your mind and in your spirit. So I'm thanking God today that he's good and he's able to keep us and to wake us up and give us strength and keep us in our right mind. So since we're halfway through, those that are on now, just in case you have to leave, remember, your support helps the ministry. If you like to support or be a supporter, sow into it. If you have an offering, you may do so by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. You could also text to give the word give 216-446-1209. Or you can go to the ekcministries.org. Leave your offering, leave a prayer request, upload your 1 minute or less GPS, guiding people to salvation. And There's other things on there you could do too. Take a look at it and see what you can do. If you miss anything, prayers, services, you could always go back and get that from the website as well. Okay, I'm not going to hold you any longer. My sister Tracy, wait a second. Did I unmute you? Okay. It's in your hands, sis.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you, praise God, for just another day. Thank you, praising God, for this wonderful Thursday He had blessed us with. It's a post that I've seen online that I would just like to read to encourage my sisters and brothers in Christ. And it reads, "It's a wonderful Thursday. Life is short. We spend so much time sweating the small stuff, worrying, wishing, wondering, waiting for something big, instead of focusing on the simple blessings that surround us every day. Life is so fragile, and it takes a single moment to change everything you take for granted. Focus on what's important and be grateful. Live your life with no regrets." I was given the topic, "Lord, make me a testimony." That's what I believe my whole life been, a whole testimony. I would have the chance to share at the end. So at this time, I would be reading a scripture coming from, let's start at Acts 1 and 8. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Hold on, thanks. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Acts 1 and 8 read, "But you will receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And also I'll be reading 1 Peter 3 and 15, and it reads, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, desiring to be a living testimony of you, grace and power, of your grace and power. Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you, reflecting your love and compassion in all that we do. Give us an opportunity to share our faith with others and grant us the boldness and wisdom to speak your truth with gentleness and love. And may our actions speak louder than our words. Let us demonstrate transformation you have brought into our lives when we face challenges that remind us of your faithfulness in the past and fill us with hope for the future. Let our life be a testimony to your goodness. Join others to you. Lord, just be able to have the mind, Lord Jesus, to serve you and to lift you up, God. Having the mind, God, to come before you, God, to realizing that you have brought us on this earth to be a testimony unto your peoples, God, to show peoples that you are the living God, to show people that you are real, show people that you do exist. Lord Jesus, I'm praying this prayer for us today, God, as we all be a living testimony, that you make us all a living testimony. We know the tests and trials come in our life, God, that you have placed in our life, God. Certain circumstances and situations that's out of our control that you bring in our lives, God. You're showing us through your word and having faith and to believe, God, that we can endure and we can go through, Lord. Some of the tests and trials that comes, God, seem like it's going to take us out. Seem like it's at the end. Seem like we can't make it, God. But we know through you we can make it. We can be able to go forth, God. We can be able to withstand whatever test and trial come our way, God. Lord, just like you offered up Job unto the devil, God. Lord, you offer up some of us to the enemy as well, God, because you know we're not going to curse you and die. We know, you know we're going to stand, God. You know that we're going to go through, God. So help us to go through and have that mindset, God, no matter what's going on in our life, God, no matter how many bills come our way, no matter how the kids may be acting up, God, no matter what's maybe going on in a home, God. Oh, God, Lord, even the letter we're getting from the doctor's office, maybe Lord, someone got a letter from their landlord or their mortgage company, God. Oh, God, that they have to move out. They no longer can live in their home, God. Let us, God, have a mindset to trust you and have faith, God. You know all. You see all. You understand all, God. We know we're serving a living Savior, the God that died on the cross. The greatest testimony of all is you, God, when you shared your life for us, God. Lord, we want to say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, how you continue to bless each and every one of us, God. Lord, I ask that you would touch us in a mighty, mighty special way, God. Remember, Lord, Bishop Clark, Lord, Pastor Lenora, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, my pastor, Lord Jesus, and all the ones, Lord, reside on this line, God, that we continue to hold them up in the mighty name of Jesus. They continue to preach and teach your word, God, and let their life be a testimony, God, of what they preach and teach about, God. Help us, oh, God, not to be just hearers of the words, but let us be doers also, God. Bless us in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to say I thank you and I praise you. I magnify and I lift you up, God. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. At this time, saints, I have a testimonies that I have to give that the Lord had gave me to give, and I wasn't sure which one he wanted me to give. So he brought me back to the one that I shared on a post maybe close 8 years ago from the first time that I got married, me and my husband, and all the tests and trials that we had to endure for the first 8 years. God knows it was not easy, but he brought us through, and I want to thank him. And I'm going to start off, we first got married 2016, beautiful, lovely time, everything was going great. But in 2017, I began to face life challenges, health challenges with my body. I had a procedure that was done. God brought me through that. Thank you, Jesus. 2018, my husband ended up with double pneumonia and double flu, was at his deathbed, fever of 105, couldn't get it to go down. But I thank God for prayer. I thank God for consistency. I thank God for having a mind to pray. I thank and praise God that I had a mind to be there, be right by my husband's side when he couldn't even say anything. He didn't even know what was going on. Even some of the doctors tried to discharge him from the hospital that he managed at, but I told him, no, he's staying right here. And I thank God for allowing me to be there and know the word of prayer. He couldn't say nothing. Every time his fever would get up, all he could say was, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I knew right then and there his fever. In 5 days, all I got was 10 hours of sleep. But I thank God today I can say my husband's alive, doing well and working. Thank you, Jesus. 2019, death hit the family in such a devastating way. We lost our oldest daughter. We lost two brothers. We lost a father, auntie, and an uncle, and a best friend. Lord, have carried us through, brought us through that. Through all the ups and downs, we still going through to be that living testimony for God. And also, 2020, life struck me again with illness that I end up had to have 4 surgeries in 1 day that almost took my life, but God. But God, but God, but God. Thank God for a praying husband. Thank God for praying children. Thank God for being right there by my side and continue to hold me up no matter what was going on. Things was very challenging, but I made it through by the grace of God. 2021. Oh, God, I just want to thank you, praise God, for everything I still had to go through. But I was still working as a healthcare provider, 30 years in the healthcare field. At this time, God said it was time for me to retire. I had to retire. I told the Lord I wanted to walk out. I didn't want to be rolled out. And he honored my prayer, and I thank God for that. And I thank God now in 2022, I was going through some things in recovery in my body. In 2023, 2024, I was still dealing with health issues. But God brought me through. God brought me and my husband through. God continued to bless us and strengthen us. I have certain issues that I'm facing, but God, it's God's will, whatever may be done. I thank and praise God how he continued to touch both our bodies, continue to strengthen us, give my husband the ability to get up to go to work. He's a straight-up workaholic. No matter what's going on in our life, our body, he would not stop working. Times I had to tell him, honey, rest, take a break. Sometimes he listens, sometimes he don't. Wives, we know how our husband is. We just continue to pray for him and love him. And me, as myself, going through issues back and forth, God blessed me to be honored now to take care of my dad and my granddaughter. And in spite of what I'm going through and dealing with, God is still grateful. God sits on the throne, and I love him, and I praise him for the 8 years that he had blessed me and my husband to go through, the first 8 years of our marriage. July of this year made it 9 years. But I just want to share that testimony to encourage somebody. No matter what you're going through in life, you're not the only one going through. Just look at someone else's situation, could be worse off than yours. And I just want to thank and praise God for our testimony in our life. We're both going through, no matter what the minor hiccups we have, no matter what we're dealing with in life, we're still going through and pressing, because we're going to be endured to the end, no matter what takes place in our life. And I say this to let everyone know, stand strong no matter what's going on. Please don't give up. Don't throw in a towel. Believe me, because God going to throw it right back at you. In the name of Jesus, bless, touch each and every one. Bless all our prayer leads and our prayer hosts. I turn this prayer back over to the hands of Evangelist Keitha. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful prayer and testimony. Look at God. You know, we don't know what a day will bring. We don't know any of that. But if we trust in God and we praying, we know God will answer our prayer. And that's basically what it is. God leave us a testimony. And we just thank God because he's able to do so many things for us. And we never know what's coming up. And Sister Tracy hit on some of the things that was in my spirit on this morning. And I will get to it in just a moment. I just want to say, wow, ain't that something? God is good. All right, y'all. I wanted to read our mission statement and our believer's declaration. Our mission statement says, we are a church in the city impacting the world. We are a construction site for the family. We are a university for success. We are a people vowing to praise his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our believers' declaration states, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The new declaration also states, large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and I will pay my tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. We thank God for the words that he have given and enriched us with this prayer call. Remember, y'all, with this prayer call, we are constantly looking for prayer leads and hosts. Well, we know we see it all the time. It's something we're going to say daily. Sometimes a person might have to hear something over and over and over before it's hit, God pricked their heart to really consider to do something. But we thank God for his word today and for others that are encouraging us. I want to encourage you to give it a chance. Not just invite somebody, but you become a prayer leader or a host. Step out on faith. You can be nervous. We all have been where we're nervous or whatever. Even us, you might be nervous. I don't know what to say, what to do. God will give you what to say and what to do in that hour. All he wants you to do is make an effort, step forward. We would love to hear from you. We would love to support you. You just don't know how much support we have behind you if you feel you can't go but a few minutes. It'll be back to back. Somebody will be filling in for you. Just take the plunge and do it. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now, what I wanted to talk about, like I said, Sister Tracy hit on it in some of the scripture and then what she talked about. Okay. Now, I had a scripture. My scripture says, whereas ye know, I'm sorry, James 4, verse 13 and 14, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what ye shall be on the tomorrow. For what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That scripture, the Lord had just put it on my heart about our life. Life is such a fragile thing, for one. It's a vapor. When it comes to life, remember, God created man in his image and his likeness. Not the physical body, but the spiritual body is in his likeness. Thank you, Jesus. This physical body gonna fade away. It's going to go back to the dust and the ground where God formed it. But we thank God that our spirit is within him. But it's God himself that gave. He breathed into man and we became a living soul. And just like he breathed into us, he can take it right back. Life is just a vapor. It's so precious. Here 1 minute, gone the next. Thank you, Jesus. But one of the things that, according to the scripture, in the 13th verse, where it was talking about, whereas we planning and we're doing things to buy and to sell and to, you know, prepare and to prosper in this life. I'm not talking against not doing that, but it's more important to put our focus on our eternal life and spending time reflecting on that. Because, you know, the Bible don't talk against profit, but it warns us against the love of money and the dangers of greed, as we see in 1 Timothy 6 and 10. I want you to consider the motivations and to prioritize your spiritual riches over material gain. Align up with Jesus' teachings in Matthew 6, 19-21 about storing your treasures in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Our life is a vapor. God give it and God take it away. We can't focus on a whole lot on tomorrow, because tomorrow may not come, you know. But we thank God that he take care of our needs, and it's him that preparing us for our eternal destination. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is so good, y'all. I just want you to value. Take a look at yourself. Take a look at where you at, what you've been through. God done brought some of us all such a mighty long way. And believe it, I got so much in me that I could talk about in so many testimonies. But my biggest problem is I don't know how to get it out in 1 minute. Because, I mean, you know, it's just so much. But I thank God that I am a living witness. I know and I trust and believe in God. And I'm sure each and every one of you, God has brought you through something really worth testifying about, really taking time. Even if you got on here and did it, you say you can't pray but 2 or 3 minutes, do that and come on here and do it as a testimony. This is a service. Thank you, Jesus. Let God use you. Bless this ministry as we go forth in the name of Jesus. Let me pray, y'all. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Father God, I come before you this morning, Lord God. I humble myself before you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy, oh God, for your grace, Jesus. It is sufficient for me, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for waking me up this morning. Lord, for even allowing me to lay my head down and go to sleep last night. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, oh God, for my life, my health, and my strength. It may not be where I want it to be, but, Lord God, it don't stop me, Jesus. I know that, Lord God, that whatever I go through in this body, Lord, that you're able to heal me, Lord. But regardless, Lord God, long as I have a mouth and I'm in my right mind, I can say thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord. And I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for each and every one of us, oh God. Because, Lord God, look at where we are now. Look at our ages. Look at the situations we're in. Lord, it could be worse. We could be dead and gone. We could have not made it through those sicknesses and those illnesses and that car accident and that gunshot and that a situation where we were about to lose our life because somebody was about to kill us or we was about to kill them. We thank you, Lord God, that you kept us, Lord God, from going to jail or being in jail a lifetime, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your covering, Lord, when different ones may have walked in the church, not in their right mind, Lord God, but moving on behalf of the enemy, letting him use them, Lord. We didn't know the intentions, oh God, but you covered us with your blood, Lord. You enshadowed us, oh God. You had your angels around us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, because that job, Lord God, that you gave us and that we depended on, Lord God, and things happen, Lord God, and people start losing their jobs and things fade. Lord, you always had a ram in the bush. You always protected us. You always said you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your word, Lord, that you have placed within us. We thank you, oh God, for bringing us up, Lord God, learning you, oh God, taking your word and taking your spirit and putting it upon us to live and to breathe, oh God, and to walk and talk and to study the word for ourselves, oh God, and to know, Lord God, the word, how we may put it into and bring it to a person in their time of need, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for all of the testimonies and the trials, Lord God, that you have brought us through, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for life and death situations. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving us hope, Lord, for life is just a vapor. We don't know what tomorrow may bring, Lord God. But we thank you, oh God, because you have instilled your spirit in us, Jesus. And you lead us and guide us if we listen to you, if we follow, Lord God, those heavenly things belong to us. We thank you, Lord, for bringing our attention, Lord, back to the word, Lord God. Our life is just a vapor, and we should cherish it, Lord. We should focus on you and how we gonna make it into your kingdom, Lord God. We don't need to worry about today or tomorrow, how we gonna pay this and pay that, and you know, we wanna move from a smaller house to a bigger house and from this city to that city and open this business and that business and prosper in this area and that area. Lord God, we want to prosper in you. Our desire is to seek and to please you and to go back with you when you come, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O God, for eternal salvation today. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing. We thank you, O God, for each and every minister, every prayer lead that you had speaking this morning, Lord, for each and every one of their prayers was on something that we needed to hear. And we thank you for it. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for Bishop and Pastor Lenore, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for each and every person on this prayer call this morning. Everyone that's praying one for another. To God be the glory, for you, Lord God, control all things. You are the head and not the tail. And we give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord God, for we can do nothing without you, Father. Hallelujah. We say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. I say thank you. Hallelujah.